It was, for most of us, the most surreal morning of our lives. It was 10 years ago this Sunday, September 11th, 2001. The events in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania unfolded between 7:48 a.m. and 9:28 a.m. our time. We were on the air that morning doing this show. We're going to spend the next couple of segments looking back at that morning. It was definitely one of those remember where you were moments. And since it happened during morning drive to work, so many of our P1s were with us that morning listening to the show. And we've heard from so many of you this week sharing your memories of that drive in. It was the 7:55 segment. The television was on here in the studio. We were watching Good Morning America. And they started to show images from Lower Manhattan with one of the Twin Towers on fire.
What's going on at the World Trade Center?
Is this live?
Good God. What is that? Smoke billowing out of the top 10 or 20 stories of the World Trade Center like they had an explosion.
Is that
there.
Some kind of... is it footage? Or is that real?
It says Fernando? Live.
It's live.
It's live. It's happening as you're seeing it.
Good
wow,
Lord.
I mean, like they it had looks an explosion.
That's surreal. And it's at the top of the World Trade Center.
It's probably about 30 or 40 windows blown out.
And with billows of smoke that you can see in this picture all the way across the river.
It looks like a towering inferno, like that movie. It almost, you know what it almost looks like? It looks like a plane went into the side of it. I don't think that's what happened, but that's what it looks like.
Right.
Like there's something crashed right into the side of the World Trade Center.
They said it was 110 stories, the World Trade Center, so this is obviously up there around the 70th floor, somewhere around there.
Why don't you listen, Fernando, and tell us if they figure out what causes this.
Incredible.
It was a fire or just an explosion.
But you maybe someone's just smoking a big cigar.
If it were a fire, it wouldn't have blown out that many windows to where there would be that big a hole in the side. It looks like an explosion.
Unless would they have vented the fire that way? Or I've always heard it's bad.
I don't think so.
Well, you know, they're speculating here where they don't know if it's terrorism.
Yeah. That is terrible looking.
My question is, why did ABC just now get on this? I mean, this looks like it's happened for a few minutes with as much smoke as they went to it.
Right.
It had a lot of smoke already there up into the sky.
I don't know.
And they were doing the how long does it take you to commute to work story.
Gosh, that's awful. I hope there weren't too many people trapped up there. Of course, it's 9 o'clock New York time, so I bet everybody was at work.
Off.
Oh. Good night.
Off.
That does not look good.
No.
Boy, that is a surreal scene. It looks like a movie.
We'll keep it right here, and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on.
Right.
With the World Trade Center.
I think we had to talk Cowboys, Buccaneers after that or something.
Yeah, at this point, we're still really unsure about what was happening. It was unclear, even after we heard that it was possibly terrorism, possibly a plane that had hit the tower, but that was so off of our radar, we thought that if a plane had hit the tower, it would have been an accident.
Yeah.
Right.
But then we got notification that it indeed was a plane that hit the World Trade Center.
We have more breaking news here.
Well, the news keeps trickling, and CBS is reporting that a plane crashed into the World Trade Center.
Did I tell you? That's what it looked like.
Now, on ABC, they were speculating. The reporter on the scene said he heard a high-pitched whooshing sound that led him to believe that it wasn't a small aircraft.
That's what I said. It looked exactly like a plane crashed into the side of it. I have always thought that that would happen.
Well, the footage on CBS is terrifying. They have a closer shot of it, and the ripped out sections of that World Trade Center are immense.
Really?
And again, they're reporting that a plane crashed into the World Trade Center about 15 minutes ago.
Good night.
You know, when I said I'd always thought that would happen, I always had that thought flying into New York City because the commercial flight patterns take you right by Manhattan and right by all those skyscrapers. And I always wondered, man, I can't believe in bad weather, a pilot has never lost control and gone into all of those targets, all of those skyscrapers. So I thought it was an accident at that point.
Yeah, we all did. And then we couldn't figure out, was it a commuter plane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought for sure. There's no way I thought it would be a big old commercial jetliner. I thought it would be, you know, like a six-seater plane or something like that, or maybe a small jet.
So we start the 8:10 segment, and that morning, Tuesday morning, we started the Jerry Jones Show. We were talking about a season opening loss against Tampa Bay. We continue to watch ABC here in the studio while we're talking to Jerry on the phone, and we notice something's not right. All sorts of reports are filtering in about possible terrorism and all of that, so we let Jerry go a little bit early during that segment. We still think it may just be an awful accident, but we're just not sure. We're very confused like everybody else. And it wasn't until we saw the second plane hit the second tower that we knew that these were not accidents, that we were witnessing a kamikaze attack.
That smoke's covering the entire island of Manhattan. Looks like it's blowing north.
Yeah, it looks like Junior said, it looks like a movie.
Like a science fiction movie.
Surreal.
Wow.
We have Rich checking the AP wire for any updates they're releasing on it.
I'm surprised we haven't seen a shot from the ground of the building to see what it's like around there. Maybe they can't get close.
I was going to say, I bet they can't get a camera in there. A, rush hour traffic, and B, if you've got something like that happening, imagine how stacked up traffic is if you've got debris in the road. It's probably impossible to get within a 10-block radius of that.
And people driving into the city, obviously, imagine how bad the traffic's going to be just driving in, even miles and miles out, because just the view of it, you can see the World Trade Center from very far away, and all that smoke's just going to be, is going to have people looking at it, and the rubbernecking is going to cause about a 3-hour delay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, what a mess.
And the speculation also is that the top of that World Trade Center is an observation deck that is open to basically tourists for people to get a view from New York from up top. And we're told that it opens fairly early. No one seems to know exactly what time, but this occurred around 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. So it's never a good time to happen, but particularly a bad time.
You know what? Anybody above that, the 10 or 20 floors above that plane crash, there's probably no hope of getting out of there.
You imagine the panic you'd be in if you're above that.
Oh, well, look at that. Whoa.
What is that?
A big fireball came shooting out.
No, they're getting another explosion.
Another plane just hit.
That just exploded.
It's ABC News again. Another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of absolute.
Yes, and that's
view.
The second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen.
This would make you think it's terrorist.
This looks like it is some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center that is underway in downtown New York.
I just saw it come right in from the right side and just slam right.
So it didn't come in from the smoky side, which would make you think that it could be accidental.
We're going to give you a replay of what we just saw.
Well, there's nothing accidental about that.
Put on Channel 8.
Fire equipment coming in or some sort of observation plane.
A second plane has hit the World Trade Center.
But it was obviously designed to attack the World Trade Center. We're going to show you that. Here's a replay of the videotape.
Sticks on 5.
In a second, that looks like a good size.
That was a big plane.
Came in and hit the World Trade Center.
Is there any way that could have been an accident?
So this is obviously
no way. That was awfully low flying too.
Oh my God! This is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Attack against one of the towers of the World Trade Center underway.
We had seen a plane coming in from the other direction earlier. I'd noticed it. Had you, Charlie? I didn't know if it was that plane.
This is
no
a. This is no a military operation. I do.
Yeah, this looks like it's a deliberate attack on the United States. This is the worst terrorism we've probably ever experienced outside of the Timothy McVeigh thing, and this may be foreign in nature with what's going on in the Middle East, but that's, of course, pure speculation on my part. But wow, two planes look like they intentionally hit the World Trade Center up top, and was the second one hit the other tower, correct?
I couldn't tell.
Yes, it did. I flipped over to NBC here and just saw a huge hole in the side of that building.
Right.
All right, we'll give you some more details on this. And
here comes my goodness. Gosh. That is a large jet. That is huge.
That's unbelievable. Holy cow.
Huh.
That's the most horrific thing I've ever seen.
And now we're back in 2011.
And we're so confused at that point 10 years ago because we still don't know the details of how it happened. You know, we didn't know what was going on board those planes. We're in a different mindset back then. I mean, we couldn't even grasp the possibility of these guys hijacking these planes and flying them into the World Trade Center. It just still seemed so strange to us. That's why we're so confused as to what we're watching unfold. But yeah, once you saw that second plane go into that building, man, that's an image that's just so chilling and haunting, and you'll never forget it.
That audio is the creepiest to me.
Yeah.
When you hear us react as we're seeing it on the television.
Wow. So now We've dropped everything on the show that morning, everything we had planned. We're in full what the hell is going on mode. We're trying to report every detail that comes in. And we're watching the TV. We're glued to the TV and these images coming from lower Manhattan. And then we're hearing reports of perhaps other attacks around the country. And when we start to get the news of the attacks in Washington and the other plane that was that ended up crashing in Pennsylvania but was headed towards, was it Chicago?
The one in Pennsylvania was going to go back, was going back to D.C.
Was that going to the White House? Maybe that was the one?
Some target in D.C.
Yeah, then other reports started to come out in that one-hour time frame of potential attacks in Chicago, Los Angeles.
They cleared the Sears Tower in Chicago.
Yeah, other big cities. They evacuated the World Trade Center here in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And now your mind is running wild and you're imagining, well, what else could happen? How many more attacks are there planned? Are there 50?
Yeah. Is 100? This nationwide?
Is this going to be a disaster of untold proportions? Well, around 9 a.m., something else happened that took us all by surprise. And this is something that again, we couldn't really comprehend because we didn't think it was a possibility. We're on the air as we're watching the first tower collapse. Because,
I don't know. They showed him. This, they showed him on ABC.
World Trade Center's crumbling.
Holy cow!
Oh my God!
World Trade Center just crumbled. One of the towers, I believe, the second tower hit. Just is completely fallen down.
That one had looked like it was much more damaged by that one. That was the one we saw hit live.
Oh my gosh! Wow!
But that's about four city blocks. It's taken with it.
All right, but hold on. Can that be from that crash, or is that a bomb? Did that?
It may be from the crash because there were some shots that I had seen where it looked like the tower was leaning a little bit too after
really?
Being hit.
There it goes. One. And that's what they were saying that they were intending to do. They said the people who were responsible for the World Trade Center wanted to complete the task that they felt was uncompleted when the bomb didn't destroy it. And there's one Trade Center down on the ground, completely collapsed.
So as we're watching it that morning, that never occurred to me that the towers would collapse.
No, I didn't think so either. I thought it was just going to be a big evacuation operation and... You know, we felt horrible for the people who were trapped, but no, I never gave thought that they'd fall down.
And so as we're seeing that, that's as shocking as seeing the plane flying into the building. And then you start to imagine how many deaths there are going to be. You know, in the end, there were about 3,000 deaths on 9/11. But as we're watching those towers come down, we're thinking, how many people were at work? How many people are housed in those towers? And we're starting to think maybe 20, 25,000 could die. We're on the air again still as the second tower comes down.
As we continue to monitor the situation, the United States under terrorist attack this morning, the second World Trade Center tower, the first to have been hit this morning, has now collapsed. So if you were to look at the New York skyline now, it does not include the World Trade Center towers, both hit by airplanes this morning that had been hijacked. We have information on those now. One of them was from Boston to Los Angeles. It carried 60 passengers plus crew. The other one was from Washington to Los Angeles. It carried 90 passengers plus crew. Both of those airplanes crashed into the World Trade Center towers separately about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. And now both towers, because of the weight of the fire on top and the collapsing floors on top, both towers have now collapsed upon themselves and they are no longer standing. You can only wonder how the evacuation process went, as now both World Trade Center towers have been collapsed. The Pentagon was also a target this morning. A plane crashed into the Pentagon, apparently another hijacked plane. There's also a report of a car bombing out front of the Pentagon.
It was the State Department.
Okay. So people have been evacuated there. The scene here of New York City and Manhattan is surreal.
We kept using that word over and over because it was.
You didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a mind blower to watch that. We've never seen anything like that. And then nothing like that, had live coverage of it either. You know, that second plane, we saw that hit live. We saw that explosion just happen instantaneously.
All right. So how that day changed
the Unticket.
We are in the middle of our discussion of what happened 10 years ago Sunday, the 10th anniversary of 9/11. In the last segment, we replayed the audio, how it unfolded here on the program that morning. We were all stunned at what we were watching unfold on TV. We couldn't imagine what was going on. Of course, in the hours and days and weeks after, we learned about the massive terrorist plot against this country, how everything came to be. And really, for the next 2 or 3 weeks on this show, and for the most part on this station, we didn't talk any sports. We talked nothing but 9/11.
Yeah, I just remember those days leaving the show, going home, watching Fox News, CNN, getting on the net, just watching it all day long, listening to it all day long, hearing what we were doing here on the ticket. And the next day, we'd come in and map out a post 9/11 show.
It was
what
very
the latest was.
Yeah, and it was very strange because we were a real comedy show that talked sports, and that's what we did. And then that event happened on our watch, and so we're having to react to it as humans while trying to also do our jobs. And that was a new experience for us, and so we had to cover that thing in real time. And I think it changed the ticket forever. This is my opinion. I think that it changed the way we even do our shows up here. Because so many people, so many P1s, they like used us as their news source on 9/11. They listened to our commentary, and they listened to because they had been friends with us. A lot of people had grown up listening to the ticket. And they depended on us to aggregate the news and for analysis and listening to our thoughts, and we were grieving right along with them. And it really made us grow up a lot. And we still did jackassery as the weeks wore on. We started reintroducing it. But we were basically a serious news station for a good solid 2 weeks.
And I remember having those conversations. When is America going to start laughing again?
Mm-hmm.
When's Letterman going to come back on? What's he going to do? Who's going to crack the first joke on Saturday Night Live?
What did happen there with Letterman and Leno? Were they just, they didn't broadcast for two weeks?
It was all news.
Because it was all news?
Yeah, they went on hiatus, and Letterman was the first one back. And he was the one that broke the floodgates open and said, and he gave that real heartfelt monologue saying, hey, I don't know if this is the right thing to do, coming back to work or anything, but we're in New York. We tape our show in New York, and I feel it's important that we come back on. And he goes, so I have first joke. Is everybody ready for this? It was real.
Yeah.
And he handled it beautifully.
Yeah,
it was so great the way he handled it. And eventually we got back to making jokes on the ticket and getting back to our normal way of broadcasting. But I think something changed in the ticket on that day. I think that was the day that we weren't afraid to also be human when something tragic happened or when there was a very important news story, and to cover something for real and not just stay away from huge news stories because, hey, man, that's, you know what,
that's
not our bag. There's real news stations that handle that.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, no, you know what? We're regular guys just like our P1 listeners, and we're allowed to react to big news stories. We don't have to limit ourselves and run away from something that's that big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was a really tough call coming in each morning. All right, is this the morning that we start talking about the Cowboys again? And it never felt right. It never felt right to get back into sports mode.
Yeah. We went with our gut on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't plan it out or intellectualize how, okay, now we need to at least be doing sports by this date. It was whenever it felt right, and management trusted us on that. And they let us go with our gut as to what we should talk about and when we should talk about it.
You know, I remember the day itself when we left here, and George, you mentioned you went home and you're just glued to the TV. I remember having the creepiest feeling all day long. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to really talk to anybody. I just wanted to sit in front of the TV and absorb it all and consider how life was about to change. Because I thought that was going to be a day full of attacks on this country. I thought there were going to be explosions in Dallas and Austin and Houston.
Oh, we were worried. Everywhere. We were on the 13th floor of this building.
Yeah.
And we constantly,
right over us, yeah.
And we're very near a flight pattern. We're constantly looking out the window.
And I remember sitting in front of my TV for 14 straight hours once I got home, not eating, and just thinking, wow, this is now, we're kind of living in the Middle East. This is going to be par for the course. We're living with terroristic acts on our shores for the first time ever, you know,
yeah.
Or at least since Pearl Harbor, if you want to call that, but never on the lower 48. And I was just thinking, wow, all of these things that we've enjoyed for so long, they're gone now. And we've talked a little bit this morning and this week about how that really hasn't been the case. Yes, we're more vigilant about this and that happening, and we go through more security at airports, and we're always mindful of what could happen, and we always remember 9/11. But really, life has kind of gone on. After that first month or two or three, we did get back to normal. We haven't had any more terrorist attacks, not saying that there won't be. And we all know about the heightened alerts for this weekend, but it's gotten much more back to normal than I ever dreamed it would on that day.
Right.
Yeah, we've had a ton of reaction, email and Twitter, people saying hearing that audio again.
Gave them chills, made them cry.
Yeah.
Well, and you hear so many people, especially the ones that were in New York City or in Washington that were affected, or new people, but even just your average American who was on a street corner somewhere when they found out, and when they think about it or when they retell the story of where they were, they start crying. I'll never forget, I went out to lunch with my dad once on the anniversary of the JFK assassination, and he was in downtown Dallas. Mm. And he said he went out to the street corner and he saw the parade go by, or the motorcade go by, and he saw the president, and he went up to his office, and by the time he got back up to his office, his secretary told him the president had been shot. And he just couldn't fathom that. And as he's telling me this story 30, 40 years later, he starts crying.
Wow.
And I think this is that JFK moment for our generation. You know, people back then, whether you loved or hated JFK, when he was shot, you cried. And I think a lot of people now, when they think of 9/11 and they retell where they were, they just, even just sitting there by yourself thinking about it, you start to well up.
You talk about the culture of fear that we were in right after 9/11, how things change and change the way certainly we reacted to each other, and people were nice to each other on the roadways and nice to each other in shops. Because we were scared. We were all united by this outside threat. And do you remember the second thing that happened after 9/11, the thing that happened after it that also put us in this idea that we were living in a new normal? The anthrax scare was 1 week, started 1 week after 9/11. September 18th was the first anthrax letter.
It was that soon?
Yeah. Wow. I thought it was like a month and a half later.
Was it the next week?
But the first one, that happened over several weeks, but the first letter was sent on September 18th. And I remember we weren't allowed to open mail up here. Mm-hmm. It had to be handled in a different facility. And I remember thinking, what the hell are we living through? This is America, and now we are living in the as people who've had the fight brought to them. Now it's on our shores. Now it's going to be different. And as you mentioned, and then that dissipated. After the anthrax scare, and also there was that other American Airlines flight that went down in New York.
Yeah.
And we were convinced that.
Yeah, everybody was convinced that that was going to be another, that was going to be attributed to terrorism. It turns out it wasn't, but it was yet a third thing that contributed to that massive settling, that fog of fear that settled over America.
And we talked about it the other day. That's why I think it is important to relive it like we did this morning, watch the documentaries, take the moment on Sunday, because I think we do still need to be vigilant. We do need to appreciate what people have done, the last 10 years. And I think it's important for how we do treat each other. Because there, mm-hmm. I mean, there for a month, it was pretty interesting in this country that, you know, we didn't have all these stories of bickering back and forth that just beat us all down. It worked for 4 weeks or so, and it showed that, you know, that we could unite at least for a time, and then we all got cynical after that. So I'd say it didn't last long. I think that if there's one thing that the good could come out of it 10 years later is that we do revisit that, and how we do treat each other, and on the other side of it, how we do still have to be vigilant so something like this doesn't happen again.
You're saying that politicians nutkick each other again now?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, so when did that start again? Was it 2 months later when we started blaming someone for 9/11? And, you know, if we just would have been in a little more...
No, you know, it really, I think it, politically it started on the Iraq invasion,
when that mm-hmm. war started as a result of 9/11, that's when, you know, because up until that point, I mean, think about the incredible solidarity we had with the rest of the world after 9/11. I mean, people who, even yeah. unstable Middle East countries were saying, hey, you know, we feel for you on this, yeah. And it was the Iraq invasion that everything started falling apart again as far as the unification that we saw across the aisle.
You know, a lot of P1s are bringing up something that I hadn't even thought about this morning. How creepy it was for the 3 days following 9/11 when all planes were grounded in this country.
Yes.
And we're hearing from a lot of P1s who lived close to Love Field or DFW, and they said it was just eerie. No yeah. planes in the sky anywhere.
That's a great point.
And Jeff emails, and he said, remember the OU-Texas game? It was just a month later, and the Cotton Bowl is right there in the flight pattern, you know, for Love Field. And I remember being at this game, and yes, everybody kind of had the feeling that every time you saw a jet flying over the stadium, you're wondering, is that heading towards us?
Yeah.
And for a long time after that, anytime you were anywhere near a jet or saw a jet in the sky or it, something looked a little suspicious, you always had that wonder, God, is something's not right with that jet,
mm-hmm.
even though something was, you know, nothing was wrong with it. You always just wondered.
I do remember that. Living out by DFW back then, that night of silence, and
yeah,
that went
the loudest sound was the silence.
Yeah, and that lasted for a week, right before we started going back to mm-hmm. the air travel.
Creepy,
very well. 10 years ago Sunday, and that was our look back at it. What it was like here on this show 10 years ago.